I have seen him on a fairly regular basis since then, with periodic examinations and evaluations and tests done. I've seen him, he has had no major health issues throughout the years, except for periodic symptoms related to gastroesophageal reflux. He developed mild hypertension a few years ago, requiring a small dose of antihypertensive medication. When he became Prime Minister in 2008, he had a full checkup with physical examination as well as full cardiac evaluation, including ECG, echocardiogram, and treadmill stress testing, and comprehensive blood tests, all of which were normal. In July of 2009, he had a similar evaluation and no abnormality was found. In March of this year, he started to complain of abdominal or stomach pain, which did not respond to the usual gastroesophageal reflux medications. After seeing him in consultation, I ordered a number of tests, including a CT scan of his abdomen. The CT scan suggested a problem with his pancreas. Because of his position as leader of the country, I thought that the best possible care should be made available to him. Because of my contacts in New York, having trained, practiced, and lived there for 10 years, and having maintained my contacts there, I referred him to colleagues at the New York Presbyterian Hospital of Columbia and Cornell Universities, one of the leading hospitals in the world, and I accompanied him there. There, the Prime Minister underwent a number of tests and procedures not available in Barbados. A definitive diagnosis was not made initially, as the first two biopsies of the suspect area in the pancreas were non-diagnostic. We were at that point when we returned to Barbados in May and gave the first press statement. On return to New York, a third biopsy was done, and this confirmed the diagnosis of carcinoma of the pancreas, manifesting in the form of a tumor of his pancreatic gland. The usual treatment for this condition is a pancreaticoduodenectomy, the so-called Whipple's procedure, which entails the removal of the tumor and part of the pancreas, along with part of the intestine, with reimplantation of the pancreatic duct into the small gut. However, because of the position of the tumor, it was surrounded by several important blood vessels, which made its removal technically difficult. Surgery was not feasible. And after consultations with three world-renowned pancreatic surgeons, it was decided that the best course of action was for him to undergo intense chemotherapy to try to shrink the tumor first to enable its safe removal.